Walking down this road, the cubes were to my left. When I looked inside a cube, I knew the person's life history in a flash and understood why they were here in an instant. As I said before, there were definite degrees of recompense in this place. Some people upon their arrival woke to immediate torment. Others simply did not. Some even experienced brief respites of pleasure and before torment would expose something new about them. Yet there were other cubes where there was no rest periods at all. I saw a lot of cubes. Inside of a lot of cubes were like hot ovens. The heat would cause great thirst. Other cubes insides looked like a barren desert or a wilderness. Other green lush valleys and hills, battlefields, roads, houses, darkness, dungeons, you name it. All according to the era of time the people had died in. The people were trapped in these cells. Even the scenery would change inside the cubes like a dream. We came to a cube, and a twister came by and dropped this woman inside. I could see what she saw in that instant and saw her arrive through a tunnel toward a light. She entered the cube, not knowing where she was. There were several creatures inside that cube that took on the illusions of deceased relatives. They welcomed her and deceived her in thinking that she was in heaven. One appeared to her as a grandmother and began showing her a farmhouse inside this farmhouse, and then she went outside and showed the land outside of it. To this woman, the cube took on the dimensions of a beautiful, peaceful farm. She soon discovered she was deceived and began weeping all alone, surrounded by creatures giving the illusions of scenery. She saw the intents, the plans, and devices of her true heart and understood completely why she was there. You see, in mortal life, she seemed to be okay, but her true motives were now revealed and were meted out back to her in just degrees, slowly revealing and building to demonstrate sin's corrupting influence. She was not being beat on, she was not being gnawed at or torn to pieces, but rather she was just experiencing mental shame. Later, this would change into something else, reminding her of her true heart and its unchecked destination. Many would call her a nice person in this life, but in reality, the thoughts and intents of her heart was hidden behind a facade. During her time on Earth, she was a slave driver, forcing her children to go in the direction she thought was best. She was vicious about this and cruelly lived out the lives of her kids through her own life. She was also terrible to her husband and contrived malevolent, demeaning ways to him and put him down. She thought she knew best, and the world revolved around her. She thought all should conform to her ways. It was an insidious pride, but she saw it to herself as being nice because she knew best. Now in this place, the intents and purposes of her heart were being exposed, slowly letting her realize what she had done. She chose herself over God's cleansing call. How can you describe this clearly? It was being revealed through the mental torment she suffered that she would corrupt heaven if allowed to enter. God's standards, character, and nature would not permit this. It was clear she rejected God's extended offer to her. Now in eternity, it was just simply too late. In eternity, you cannot change. This mortal life sets the course for your eternity. God calls out to humanity to change its course. He offers the means to change. Do you hear him calling you? Turning away from this cube, we just continue to move onward.